going to begin with the preliminary practice, the Heart Sutra and those preliminary meditation practice. Namo Dumbo Jinden De De Jinja Vanda Jumbo Yanda Vangu Ve Sanya Panya Vasaka Du Vasaka Tangja Su Tamba Dari Shabha Jinden Jinba Ji Vundu Yanda Lungju Vala Tamin Nungu Tamba Sanya Jumden Tuan Haja Vala Su Du Du Su 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 Jena Du Namo Dumbo Jinden De De Jinja Vanda Jumbo Yanda Vangu Ve Sanya Panya Vasaka Du Vasaka Tangja Su Tamba Dari Shabha Jinden Jinba Kanjikanyan-tuo-jitam-desa-jantela-gumbu-tum-tuo-nung-nanyan-jitam-de-na-cha-cha-sun-tu-de-ke-wa-jo-la-cha-cha-la-num-da-gum-la-cho-lu-ru-sa-wa. Tabayan-to-ja-ta-wa-ju-de-ve-en-ne-zong-le-ru-si-ju-ru-ran-su-ju-va-si-ju-ru-ran-ta-va-du-ne. And in English, in the perfect wholesome mention, and subdue one's mind, this is written in the Buddha. Now we reflect the nature of our life, the impermanent state, and then... After that, then not only that, and on top of that, that how everything what appears existing from the outside is empty. What appears existing from the outside is empty. All those are empty. All those are hallucination, empty. Including I as an object, all the phenomena, they are empty. Empty from the outside. So, with mindfulness in this in the nature of the causal phenomena and the ultimate nature of the practice mindfulness or meditating, realizing all these. The impermanence death and the ultimate nature of the phenomena. So with this, one is able to seize, one is able to control, one is able to seize the cause of samsara, karma and delusion, the interesting attachment, these delusions and karma. That one is able to be liberated from all entire suffering, realm, samsara, and able to achieve full enlightenment by seizing even the subtle obscuration. So without mindfulness in these things, in these basic teachings of Buddha, or the nature of these phenomena, the impermanence of death, the very nature of the phenomena, the ultimate nature, then the suffering of samsara becomes endless. Once our suffering of samsara becomes endless. The Heart Sutra.
I prospered thy antipogen. Thus I have heard at one time the place where I was dwelling in the Rasgir, on mass devotees mounted together in one method with the great assembly of monks and the great assembly of Buddhists. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the concentration of the kindness of spirit of phenomena called profound illumination. At that time, also the spirit of the Swara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, was looking perfectly at the practice of profound perfection wisdom, perfectly looking at the emptiness of the intense existence of the fire. Also, then through the power of Buddha, the Buddha of Shariputra, said to the spirit of the Swara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, how should a child of lineage train who wished to engage in the practice of profound perfection? Thus he spoke, and the spirit of the Swara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, replied to the Buddha of Shariputra as follows. Shariputra, whatever son or daughter of the lineage wishes to engage in the practice of profound profession wisdom, should look perfectly like this. Subsequently, looking perfectly and correctly at the emptiness of inherent existence of higher also. Form is empty. Emptiness is the form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. Likewise, feeling, recognition, consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like these all phenomena, are merely empty. Having no characters, they are not produced, nor do not cease. They have no defilement, no separation from them. They have no decrease and no increase. Therefore, Shariputra in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no composite factor, no conscience, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, no phenomenon. There is no eye element, so without no mind element, absolute no element of the mental conscience. There is no ignorance and no expression of ignorance. And so forth, after no aging and death, and no exhaustion of aging and death. Likewise, there is no suffering, origin, cessation, or power, no exalted wisdom, no attainment, also no attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, because there is no attainment, Bodhisattva rely on abide in the professional wisdom. Their minds have no obstructions and no fear. Beyond this, they attain the final state, their soul. Also, all the Buddha who perfectly reside in the three times, rely on professional wisdom. Become manifest and complete Buddhas in a state of unsurpassed, perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of professional wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the equal to the unequal mantra, the mantra that truly pacifies all self, since it is not false, should be known as truth. The mantra of the professional wisdom, prolonged, the adagata of the professional Buddha is to have. Shariputra, a Bodhisattva, a great being, should train in the profound professional wisdom like this. And the Blessed One arose from that concentration and said to the spirit of the Swara, the Bodhisattva, the great being that is spoken well, good, a child of the nature, it is like that. Since it is like that, just as you have revealed. The profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced that way, but the other will also rejoice. When the Blessed One has said this, the Buddha Shariputra, the Super of the Sabha, the Bodhisattva, the great being, and that entire Super of the disciples, as well as the world of beings, may they make God's praise, were delighted and praised what had been spoken by the Blessed One. So one visualizes the meditations visualize root virtuous friend upon some root virtuous friend on one's on the crown, and you know, and look at it all the important all the Guru Dhamma Sangha, and then by the person's request, and you see that it becomes limited and purified all the obstacles, you know, to achieve realizations, which all the obstacles which interfere to achieve all the realizations of the path of metta and wisdom, the profound extent path to achieve Dhammakaya Rupakaya. And then by second request, the replica absorbed within with one soul, and then received the meditation. And then one has received all the blessings, which means all the realization from Guru to Bhushan of the enlightenment, the whole realization of the extensive path and the profound path. Then, same thing from all the lineage lamas. Same thing, you know, same meditation with all the lineage lamas, from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, and down to, the Dharam Gurus, like that. Oh, yeah, boy.
Thank you.
Sanje,
during this life, the one has received all the necessary conditions, all the opportunities, you know, to practice Dharma. then during this time, not enough just to not be reborn in the lower realm, to receive the human body, you know, in the next life, that's not sufficient. One must be liberated completely from the whole entire samsara, the suffering realm. Because there were human realm, in whatever, in the six realms, wherever one rank in it, one is not free from the sufferings. The sufferings of samsara. Suffering of pain and the temporary samsara pleasure, sense pleasure, that which is suffering of changes, and then pervasive compounding suffering. And still, so even just to achieve liberation from the samsara for oneself, why we have this precious human body at this time. You know, the purpose of why we attempt to receive this precious human body. So this achieving liberation from the whole entire samsara for oneself, that doesn't fulfill the purpose, the meaning of the meaning of the human life. So therefore, the meaning of human life is to free all sentient beings from all the sufferings and to bring them into full enlightenment. So therefore, one must achieve full enlightenment for them in order to accomplish that. All that work, the perfect work towards all sentient beings, to do that by oneself alone, one must achieve full enlightenment. Therefore, one need to exercise. Therefore, one need to exercise this path to enlightenment. So therefore, I'm going to listen to Bhānuhari Dhamma, the commentary, the essence of wisdom, for the benefit of all my mother, my kind mother, sentient beings. So they are generated very strong motivation, bodhicitta, like this. A strong thought to benefit others. So today's a very important meditation preparation for the preparation, you see, to which becomes preparation, very important preparation, to meditate on the essence of wisdom and Heart Sutra, or the emptiness. So now, the kind compassion Buddha, our kind compassion Buddha, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the reason, say, that Buddha generated great compassion towards us all sentient beings, suffering sentient beings, and that's why Bodhicitta entered in the mind apart and accumulated as a practice Bodhisattva's deeds, you know, and Bodhisattva's part of Bodhisattva's deeds, practiced charity, giving up his own life or the body, limbs and eyes and limbs, you see, giving whole body, the whole life, sacrificing to to ants, to say tiger, whole tiger family, that starving and dead, they're about the the father mother, you know, tiger the father mother, so the whole are starving and dead, so the father mother is about to eat their own children, you know. So Buddha gave the five say family tigers, Buddha gave charity, so his whole body completely gave the whole tiger family, so forth. So for three countless great eons, Buddha did like this, charity, gave up his life to other sentient beings. So practice, busy, collected merit like this, and practice, you know, so like this in numberless times, you know, met his limbs, charity, eyes, charity to others. For the blind ones, so those who need, you see. So collectively made it for three countless great eons like this, by practicing charity and by practicing morality, patience, perseverance, concentration of wisdom. So with much hardships, Buddha collected merit of wisdom, like this, and achieved enlightenment for us sentient beings. All this he did for us sentient beings. For us the suffering sentient beings. Then he achieved enlightenment by completing two types of merits. And then, you see, all this in order to reveal Dharma to us sentient beings, in order to be able to perfect service or guidance, you know, towards us sentient beings, without any mistake, for that purpose. And so the only purpose Buddha, therefore, only purpose when Buddha entered the mind path is only for us sentient beings. Achieving enlightenment is only for us sentient beings. And and then so Buddha's, you see, descending in this world is no other reason except to benefit for us sentient beings, and that is by revealing Dharma, the best guidance to us as sentient beings, you see, by revealing Dharma. So now the fundamental teaching of the Buddha, even though there's less vehicle teaching, you know, three levels of teaching, the less vehicle teaching, Hinayana, or Elizabethal teaching, the Mahayana, the Paramahayana, and the Mahayana, the sixth mantra, Vajrayana, Buddha taught the three levels of teachings, because they are sentient beings who has a good, because they are good sentient beings, the level of mind is not the same, different. There are different levels of mind, you know. So, to fit it, to gradually to bring them to in the full enlightenment, in the great liberation. So therefore, from the fundamental path, the fundamental teaching, that is the Four Noble Truth. The fundamental teaching of the Buddha, that is the Four Noble Truth. So now, so Buddha explained, troubling, you see, by relating to the example, you know, external plant, a rice plant, relating to that, then, relating to that evolution, then Buddha explained the 12 dependent related limb, which is the evolution, which shows the evolution of the samsara. You see how we enter into samsara. How we get caught in samsara, you see. So during the teaching, it's good to keep body, you know. Well, if you're making notes, it's different. But it's good to keep body like this. Of course, it doesn't mean I practice like this when I take teachings. but it definitely helps very much to keep the body, you know, like meditation time, you know. You see the body like this, like that, then you see like this, down, then it's very easy to mind to be distracted and also very easy to fall asleep. So then, you know, miss the teachings and then, you know, they may not, you may not get the idea of what I'm talking about. If you miss the point, you know. So then when you meditate, then you see, it'll be like, I say, you know, it might become silent. I'm joking anyway. The meditation become like silent. Silent? Or maybe better, noodles. Anyway, so it's good to, yes, it's good to train, to practice, you know. Unless you are making notes, that's different, but otherwise, to give, you know, like the meditation time, to stay like this, then it keeps, it supports the mind, it supports the mind. Yes. So, to exercise the body, exercise the body and exercise the mind. Otherwise it becomes very sloppy. The body becomes very sloppy and the mind becomes very sloppy. And, yeah. Then life becomes very sloppy. Anyway, so now, so now, the if you, we you see now, so what I want today, you see, very intense meditation, not only during session but also in break time to practice always mindfulness is this one. So this will help. This will help to understand easier, you know, the emptiness or the when we talk about those subjects. So it looks like when we do not analyze, it looks like there's an I in this body. You see, looks like there's an I that you can find on these aggregates, the association of body and mind. Or there's an I in this body. Looks when we do not analyze, it looks like there's an I there. That's to our hallucinated mind, you see, appears like that. The ignorance. is only the time when we do not. It appears like that only in the times when we do not analyze, do not analyze the I. You see, do not look for the I, or do not analyze what that I exists or not. You see. As soon as we start to analyze, so normally it looks like there is something, looks like there's a real I. There's a real I, you know, appearing from there. But whenever we analyze whether it exists or not, what it really exists or not, where it is. When you look for where it is exactly, it cannot be found. So, but through analysis, through scientific or through the Buddha's teachings, the scientific method or the teachings, how to analyze, so when you analyze what it exists not, where it is exactly, you cannot find. So what you discover by doing analysis, what you discover is
yeah. Content is six senses, contact object and become basis for become foundation for the feeling. Then intention, the mental factor, which gives a job to the mental factor, which gives a job, to the consciousness. To focus on the virtue, non-virtue, indifferent object, the intention to make the consciousness to focus on these objects. Then comprehension. Which holds the consciousness on the object, which keeps the consciousness, consciousness, on the object, which holds on the object. Like yesterday, the assistant of the secretary, making the diagram, to pay attention on the on the certain matters or like that. Then cognition. Microphone. Anyway, sorry. Then, yeah, the middle which was just there's discriminating object. This is that. Mm. So now, yeah. Mm. So these omnipresent mind or the. So these senses. So the always company with the. With the principle consciousness. So I was always work together. Always they work together. With the boss. With the boss, with the consciousness. You know? So here now, where the karma, often we talk about karma. So where does it belong to? So the karma is not the principle consciousness. Karma, so karma is a body, karma is the, you see, from the body and mind is a mind, but it's not consciousness, it's the mental factor, it's in the second, in the section of the second one, the mental factor, and that is, from the five mental, the omnipresent mental factor, intention, which is called stemba in the Tibetan language. So as I mentioned this morning that including this aggregates, you know, including this samsara, this aggregates and all that, you know. All the view, all the appearance of the object that we have, all the object that are, all the object, all the sense object, all the feelings, you know, by contact, sense contacting, senses, our senses contacting the object, you know, then all the feelings that we realize. So, as I mentioned, that life, you know. So all this life, you know, it came from the karma, which is the mental factor, intention. They are all these basic subjects. About mind, about the mind formation. So that this fundamental subject about the mind, some basic subject to study, to learn. summarized one, you see, that explained by Buddha. Then later in the other philosophical teachings, then it's expanded. beginning preparation, see. So there are these subjects about path, bhumis and so forth. The four schools of the Buddhist philosophers. So the basic subject that by studying this, then which helps, which opens the understanding when one studies extensive philosophy, the Buddhist philosophy, those five major sutra texts. Then of course, then that helps for tantra. Tantra, which is a much more final subject, which is deeper subject, you know, final. To fully understand about the mind, one need to understand the tantra. to completely understand about the mind, then one need to on the basis of sutra, then one by learning tantra, only then one can have complete understanding of the mind. Otherwise, not. So the very subtle. The very subtle mind and Buddha all expand, and Tantra and Mahayana. He's not talking about Hindu Tantra. He's talking about the Buddha's, you know, the teaching Tantra, you know, the Buddha's Tantra part, you know, in the teaching, especially highest Tantra, by receiving, by taking the four great, great initiation, which involves the four parts, which definitely plants seed of the four kayas, which definitely plants seed of the four kayas, four holy bodies or four kayas, in one's own mental continuum. Then one is permitted. Only then one is permitted to learn, you know, to take teachings, to put commentaries, you know, and to practice the highest on the path. So to really understand completely the phenomena of the mind, to really to have depth understanding this. Only then, when you actualize the for the high standard, the two part generation state and completion state, whether it's completion state, second one's completion and gradual completion state. So when you actually attain the such as clear light, illusory body. So this illusory body is the one that, you know, the free, so what's called astral traveling, the term that is used in the Western Rambas book. Astral what? Projection. Astral projection. With camera. So anyway, so the that you see with a subtle body that you can do activities with a subtle extremely subtle body. that one can say go very far distance, so in the pure land, Buddhas they make off, you know, make offerings or to the Buddhas or however, doing practices, you know, with that extremely subtle body. That even the gross body is land, you know, laid down, see. Even the gross body, see. Yeah, gross body is laying down. It was such like this manners. However, the not doing activity, but it's subtle with freedom, the subtle body can travel. Or I remember that Lama Yeshe I have about 25 gurus, so one guru that who took care of me for say guiding dharma and so like also parents, you know, who took care of my parents, gave food and clothing, you know, like that, so, and took care of some dharma. So Lama Yeshe, sometimes the conversation with other monks, you know, with the close monks, with the Dharamsala, where Smith lives. So one time we were there, so Lama Yeshe has realization, have completed that these realizations clearly light illusory bodies, they have transferred the path that definitely qualified to receive the label yogi, the label who is definitely qualified to receive the label yogi. There's one monk who takes care there, taking care of the altar, the offerings, the water bowl offerings, and different, you know, the shrine rooms there. So, Lama told him that sort of to tease. Lama said that he can, and that he has capacity. He can eat, while the other monk is from Tantra College, so Lama Juba. He said, while you are in your room, I can come with a subtle body. He said, I can come with subtle body and to kill you. the capacity is true, but it's just showing what he can do, the realization that he has achieved, you see. Even the gross body is not going to see other people's houses or to see other people, but the subtle bodies can come to watch, you know, to us. With subtle body, you see, this illusory body then they do much practice. Then they enter back to the old body. teaching, and they do normal activities, you see, eating, walking, and so forth, you see. So in the highest tantra, there is a practice. Those who have these realizations, material body, illusory body, they practice like pastime dharmakaya, pastime rupakaya, pastime dharmakaya, pastime sambhogakaya, pastime nimanakaya. So the two kayas, you know, the dharmakaya and the wisdom, transcendental wisdom, the holy mind of Buddha, the deities, holy mind, the rupakaya, which comes into that the holy body of the completed enjoyment, and the supreme transformation. So the resultant three kayas, which is the main goal to be achieved by actualizing the path. So the highest tantra, the completion, you see, gradual completion path, so they are practiced like that. Path and shikhayas, and that itself means to achieve the resultant shikhaya, like that. Now, So, what was time to say before is, the only by, by actualizing the completion part, the high standard of the completion, gradual completion part on the, through your own experience, then you have a really a much deeper understanding of the mind. The phenomena, the mind. So only from sutra, you can learn the gross part, not the subtle part. In tantra, through meditation, you actually experience, So the way therefore there's a very deep understanding of the mind.